broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
We have counted down the months, the weeks, the days, and now we count down the hours. And it's just under three because it is College Football Saturday, not just at ESPN 106.3, ESPN West Palm. And we are live worldwide on the ESPN app and broadcasting to homes and bedrooms and bathrooms throughout the nation on all of the Alexa devices and smart speaker devices by saying play ESPN West Palm. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC. That's me on a College Football Saturday. The first one of this brand new season, the biggest in college football history, with the expanded new playoff format. Three words, Damian Perez. I can't wait.
That's right. And the best part about it is that it's Florida State, our very own Florida State, FSU, who we know has a chip on their shoulder this year. So like you said, I'm very excited for this
season. They looked good last time out, didn't they, in that bowl game? They looked good, didn't they?
Why'd you got to go there?
We'll come back on college football, I promise. That is Damian Perez. And I am Brother Love, J to the C. Remember, subscribe to the brand new show. If you guys are missing me on the radio, I get it. I appreciate the DMs and the love. I do. But you can watch three episodes a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, on YouTube at Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. The fastest, funnest blow through the biggest topics. And the show actually is blowing up. Thank you so much for all the success and support. Never expected it to get so big so quick. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen on YouTube. Subscribe right now. All right, let's get at it. And I said we'll come back on college football a little bit. We shall. But the big story that was of the week was of our Miami Dolphin quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who was on the Dan Le Batard show. And Tua did not mince words, did not hide his feelings about what happened between him and Brian Flores. Take a listen to what Tua said he endured courtesy of the former coach, Brian Flores. Listen to this.
If you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right.
Wow.
And then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that.
That's Tua appearing on the Dan Le Batard show and being real about what Flores said to him and how that conversation went and how he did not build up that rookie quarterback. And then the juxtaposition of Mike McDaniel. There's an old saying, Damian, the man who believes he can and the man who believes he can't are both right. What Tua's alluding to there is when you hear it, whether it is all the hype and the love, as Nick Saban calls it, the rat poison. You start to believe it, then you have trap games. When you are told that you suck, that you're the wrong person, you don't belong here, I didn't want you. I wanted Justin Herbert. I didn't want you. This is why I didn't want you. Like Flores told Tua, you start to believe it.
Absolutely. And I think it's even more with a quarterback, you know? The quarterback is the player on the field that you need to build the confidence with. That's the player that goes
out there.
He runs the offense. He leads man. So you have to build that confidence in your quarterback. And I think the elephant in the room is what you just mentioned. Flores wanted Herbert. It was Stephen Ross that wanted Tua.
Correct.
So there's that kind of personal
aspect. I didn't want you. I'm stuck with you. And this is why I didn't want you.
Exactly.
But wait, because Tua then said what he said, not about a coach. Not about in the building, but referring to Flores as a what? Listen to this.
You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
not just me, but a couple other guys. Took a couple years to train that out of not just me, but us. Jeff Darlington of ESPN is a celebrated journalist and reporter. He is a fact finder, a truth teller. He's going to give us a little insight into what it was that Flores was doing. Even worse, texting, because then there's screenshot evidence and proof that we speak of. Listen to Jeff Darlington on what did happen between Flores and Tua.
When he's talking about going out and getting someone else, he's talking about Deshaun Watson and Brian Flores' flirtations with that quarterback. When he's talking about being told that he sucks, those are real things that happen via text message from Flores to Tua. These are all things that happen. And by the way, these are all things I had reported at the time led to Brian Flores firing. The relationship between Tua Tagovailoa and Brian Flores and the deterioration of it is precisely the reason Flores was no longer the coach after that year.
Jeff Darlington appearing on ESPN's First Take when Flores was fired. A lot of us were like, what the hell just happened? The man had won 7 of the last 8 games. They got off to a terrible start, but he had won 7 of the last 8 games of the season. He won that team over, that locker room over. They started actually performing beyond not just expectation, but of hopes for where they were.
Absolutely. 2 seasons in a row that they made the playoffs, something that didn't happen for I don't know how many years for the Dolphins.
Wonder McDaniel. Not under Flores. You're getting it twisted. You're getting confused right now. Under Flores, they didn't make the playoffs.
I thought they made the playoffs.
Two years in a row?
Yeah, I'll fact check that. But
all right, well, don't worry about that. Let's continue with Jeff Darlington. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Jeff Darlington reminding us that Stephen Ross actually got in on this and said, okay, I got to pick a side. You'll remember what happened. Take a listen.
Stephen Ross made it very clear to Tua after that happened. We're going to make this better for you. We did not do good things for you by having Brian Flores as your coach, and we're going to go in a different direction.
So that's the owner, and by the way, probably not the only reason, but also saying, we're going to make it better for you. I apologize that that was the guy, because I wanted you, he didn't, and then he took it out on you accordingly. That's important to know. But it's also important to know that Stephen Ross, at this same time, according to Brian Flores, was offering Flores incentive, $100,000 bonus for each game they lost instead of won. He wanted to tank, remember. And then Stephen Ross found guilty by an independent investigation of tampering with Tom Brady. While Brady was still a Patriot, you're aware of this, yes? Stephen Ross.
We lost draft picks because of it.
That's exactly right. Talking to Tom Brady, trying to say, retire. And then come out of retirement. In the middle of August, while you're a minority owner of the Miami Dolphins, I'm going to give you a piece of the team. You want to be an owner of the team? I'm going to give you a piece of the team. And what you're going to do is you're going to pretend you're retiring, and you're going to say, you know what, I got the itch. It's going to be the biggest story ever, and you're going to play quarterback. Meanwhile, Ross also proven in the investigation to have been tampering with the quarterback of the then, excuse me, the quarterback, head coach of the then New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, saying, hey, retire, step away, then I'm going to hire you, bring you in here. That's why Stephen Ross was suspended. That's why, as you said, you're talking French all of a sudden. I didn't realize you played for the Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry.
We are your home of Dolphin football. Why? We, according to Damian, lost the draft picks, not just in 2023, but this year, no first round of 2024.
That's right.
Jeff Darlington, with one last piece on this, listen to the term he uses. It's a strong term.
Very clearly, and this is where the coaching malpractice comes into play with Brian Flores, what he was doing for Tua did not work and was a failed effort in coaching. That, to me, is the biggest malpractice here.
He said malpractice not once but twice. He said malpractice twice. This is a coach that was fired and then sued the Dolphins, claiming discrimination, racially motivated as well, discrimination, in his termination. Also claimed, I got fired because I wouldn't participate in the tampering that the owner was. But now you've got a journalist reporter saying there was malpractice here. So you got Brian Flores with a couple of big fat lawsuits against the NFL. One for getting fired unjustly, discriminatorily, and then one on the hiring practices of other teams, saying discrimination was employed here. I didn't get a real look. I didn't get a real chance. So Flores has these lawsuits, which are in appeal, mind you. And then he steps forward to answer the Tua allegations, to speak on them. which is a mind-blowing thing to do in the midst of trying to sue a league claiming that the only reason you got let go and the only reason you didn't get hired is because of discrimination and nothing that you did. Listen to Flores on what he initially said about Tua and the situation.
You know, specific to the comments that were made by Tua, I just want to say, look, I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had, and I really wish him nothing but the best.
Taking the high road, not denying, not attacking, not rejecting, taking the high road. But you'll notice in human beings, when we are being deceptive and deceitful, when we are not telling all the truth or flat out lying, we slow down and we're cautious and careful with the words, putting them together. It's going to come into play here. And then when we're regurgitating, spitting things that we've practiced, rehearsed, we talk a lot faster. But listen here, because Flores starts to get emotional and he starts to get real. And then it turns right into coach speak. The old, good old-fashioned coach speak. Listen to this.
I wish nothing but the best to Tua. Really, more than anything, I'm just focused on the Vikings, the 2024 Vikings, the players we have.
So he gets emotional in that, not sure where he's going with that. And then it turns into, I'm focused on this, just like Bill Belichick, his mentor, taught him, we're on to Cincinnati. Listen to Flores on him reflecting, as he calls it. And this, you can hear that he is a bit emotional. I think he's realizing his lawsuit is about to go up in smoke, is what's happening. I think he realizes that his dreams are going up in smoke. Listen.
And I think, look, I've done a lot of reflecting and on this situation and, reflecting on the situation, communication.
Long pause.
I think there's things that I could do better. For sure. And I've grown in that way. And I've tried to apply the things that I could do better and the things that I've learned, over the last, 2-3 years. But I would say over the long haul, I've had a lot of great relationships over my 21-year career here in the league.
He's defending himself there at the end, you'll notice. He's emotional and he's real. And then he realizes the gravitas of what's happening. He realizes he's in a bad spot. And then he does that thing that we do where at the end you say, but I did this, where there's a defense of, there's other... Meanwhile, he's standing there with players. There's Vikings players that are standing beside, literally, like I'm standing beside you. Like I've got your back. They're literally there with him. He gets asked the uncomfortable question about being referred to as a terrible person. Not coach, but as a terrible person.
Human being.
Listen to what he said.
Look, I'm human, so, that hit me in a way that, I wouldn't say it was, positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? How can I be better?
How can I grow from that? How can I be better? That to me sounds like you're saying I did it and I was wrong and it was wrong and it's got to be corrected, which is a problem when it comes to your massive lawsuit against the NFL, doesn't it? Meanwhile, Ron Clark on First Take. Ron Clark is a former player and now an analyst, and he is very thoughtful. Listen to what Ryan Clark points out about this exchange.
He didn't attack Tua Tagovailoa. He didn't invalidate his words. He said, I need to be better. Hopefully going forward, Brian Flores gets another opportunity to be a head coach, and I know he's going to work overtime to make sure that no player, whether quarterback or positional, feels that way about him as a coach, but more importantly, as a person.
And then you got Dan Le Batard, who actually initiated this whole thing, because remember, he had Tua on. He initiated the conversation that led to this entire scandal, which may actually have greater ramifications than people realize. Dan Le Batard, listen to what he says about not just what Flores is saying, but the fact that he does have Vikings players standing beside him while he answers on these allegations, which he didn't deny. Listen.
A lawsuit against the league for racism. You need friends. If you ever want to get to your dreams again and people not to remember you, you had McDaniel's results. You did. You were better in December. But people look at you and say, you screwed up Tua. You couldn't put the pieces around him, and now he's in job-saving mode. That is crazy.
He's in job-saving mode, and not just for the Minnesota Vikings DC spot, which he should be okay with. But remember, Flores has only been there one season previous. Flores wants to be a head coach in the NFL again. is suing the NFL, claiming teams didn't give him a fair chance under Rooney Rule, were being discriminatory in such, claiming that the reason that he was fired in Miami was, I wouldn't do the wrong stuff that the owner wanted. I wouldn't tamper. I wouldn't compromise the integrity of the game. I didn't want to get in trouble like he did. And also, on racial basis, my question for you is the question that I've been asking all week, including on Questionable Call, which you should subscribe to right now on YouTube. So Questionable Call with Josh Cohen, new Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes. We did this on Wednesday. What's the biggest mistake that Flores made this week? Damian, real quick, what's the biggest mistake he made?
I think it's just the mistake goes back to how he treated Tua. That's the biggest mistake.
What about this week, though?
I feel like he actually did pretty good. The damage control that he did was because the general audience will now look at him and sort of be sympathetic because he owned it. He didn't attack Tua. He owned it. He admitted that he probably didn't treat him the best way possible. Right. So from here, I feel like it's only up.
You say damage control. This was several years ago. Him even addressing it does allow him then the opportunity to say, I can grow from this. I got to grow from this to be a better human being, which is all the right things. He said all the right things. But just like I said on YouTube, as I pointed out on Questionable Call with Josh Cohen, subscribe now. Watch Wednesday's episode. You'll see this past Wednesday. He said all the right things, and in doing so, managed to end his coaching career. By saying the right things, comes off as, okay, golly gee, but what he did was just destroy his own lawsuits. Again, it's hard enough to get hired as a head coach in the NFL. It's even harder when you're suing the league, when you want to go work for the league. Have you ever sued a company, not after you worked for them, but while? Or better yet, wanting to be a head coach?
That's a dynamic that is very hard to understand.
It's a little tricky, right?
It's a little tricky.
But what he just did right there was let the league off the hook.
Absolutely.
He let the Dolphins off the hook.
Absolutely.
And he let all the teams that he claims didn't hire him or properly interview him based on racial biases off the hook, because what he said was, I did that stuff. That's wrong. I can be better. I got to be better. I've been reflecting, etc. So then all the other reasons no longer.
Exactly.
They don't matter.
The league can come out and say, listen, this is why you were fired, not because of discrimination.
That's exactly right.
You were fired because of how you treated your
quarterback. And you admitted it and you said you could do better. You should do better. You should grow from it. That's exactly right. Coming up when we return, Drew Bledsoe. Remember him? Is he firing shots at Tom Brady? You're going to hear for yourself and you tell me if 20 plus years later, Bledsoe is finally taking shots at old Tom Brady. We'll get into that. Plus, we got a quarterback controversy involving Patrick Mahomes. You heard what I said. An actual quarterback controversy involving Patrick Mahomes. Doesn't seem possible, but it is. First, though, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. I want to shout out my guys and gals at slbt.com. There are 18 locations from West Palm through the Treasure Coast, which means you're going to have family-owned, reliable, honest, decent service from decent people at a fair, great value. Since 1970, St. Lucie Battery and Tire has been the home of honest, reliable service. Started, obviously, with one location, but now there's 18, and it's the same thing. You take care of people, and then people take care of you. You do right by people. You don't pretend things are wrong with their car that aren't so you can try and make more money. Instead, you make certain the car has and only has what it needs so that it can run better, last longer, and save the owner money. This is relationships. They have relationships with all the people that they've done tires, and brakes, batteries, oil changes, oil filters, and tune-ups. Whether it's major or minor service or repair, they do it all at St. Lucie Battery and Tire. With 18 locations, West Palm and Treasure Coast, that means it's your best option near you. Family-owned matters. Integrity matters because there's accountability, and that matters. The relationships you have with people, that is what matters. Because they know what your car has had and what it has, and they know what it needs and what it doesn't. And for a majority, I would imagine, of their clientele, they're on a second generation, whether it's a second vehicle or it's a mother down to a son or a father down to a daughter in her vehicle. Since 1970, the home of honest, reliable service. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Go to slbt.com. They're the best, I promise you. slbt.com. A quarterback controversy involving Patrick Mahomes, is that possible? We'll find out next. Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
College football countdown continues at noon today. Look at your clock right now. We're hours away from a noon kickoff in Dublin, Ireland. Florida State, Georgia Tech, the Seminoles favored by 10.5 points. We got a bigger college football question, however, I'll pose in a moment. Is Drew Bledsoe firing shots at Tom Brady? Do we have a quarterback controversy involving Patrick Mahomes? We actually do. And it's Chad Ochocinco's fault, quite possibly. I want to shout out my guys at Andrologix West Palm Beach. AndroLogix.com. Good news and bad news, fellas. Bad news first. You know those supplements you see on TV with the free trial, your testosterone, you feel like you're in your 20s? Yeah, they don't work. You can even read the label and see the FDA has yet to review the claims. They don't work. If they did work, there wouldn't be a need for a multi-billion dollar testosterone replacement industry, which does exist. Fellas, your body chemistry is unique, just like your fingerprint. Literally, there's no two men that have the exact same body chemistry. There's no one-size-fit-all solution to bring back the testosterone you had in your 20s. The good news, Andrologix Health in West Palm Beach. They've been treating and beating low T for over 20 years now. The doctors actually designed a custom testosterone replacement therapy for you that gets shipped right to your door. How convenient is that? I'm talking about better performance from the boardroom to the bedroom. The ability to build lean muscle, improve your libido, your mental function. How would you like to look, feel, and perform at your age now like you did in your late 20s, early 30s? It's possible. And this ain't promise. This is proof. This is science. Andrologix West Palm Beach. Get started today. Because a month from now, you wish you did otherwise. I want you to go online right now. AndroLogix.com. You know, like the old Rolaids spells relief? AndroLogix.com. From the boardroom to the bedroom. Gentlemen, live your best life all over again. Andrologix Health in West Palm Beach. All right, did Tom Brady get shots fired at him from Drew Bledsoe? Take a listen to what Drew Bledsoe said about Tom Brady about to become an NFL play-by-play color analyst on Fox.
So I know that Tommy will work it to death. I will get kind of tired of his squeaky ass voice, but I know he'll do a great job calling the game.
His squeaky ass voice, Tom Brady, will he be great in the booth? Yes or no, Damian Perez?
Absolutely. I think Tom Brady is the kind of guy that he's just so competitive. He wants to be great at everything.
And he works hard.
I think he'll be good on the booth.
Is he going to try too hard in the beginning? Is he going to try to do too much in the beginning? That's the only thing. Is he going to get ahead of himself because he feels the pressure and the expectation? If he can just slow down and just make a clear, concise point, he's going to kill it. They're going to make comparisons, obviously. Oh, but he's not predicting plays like Romo. Okay, well, let Romo do that. You know, to each their own. Tom Brady sees the game unlike very few other people. Bill Belichick might be the greatest football mind. Tom Brady understands the game. He and Aaron Rodgers are the two of the modern era. And also Peyton Manning, to be fair. Those are the three guys in the last 40 years that could see and understand exactly what the defense was in, what your look was in, how to manipulate them into where you wanted them to be so you could exploit it. Tom Brady understands the game like a few others. He'll be great. I'm not too worried about him. Now to the flag football controversy that's bleeding into the National Football League and Patrick Mahomes. There is a flag football quarterback named Darnell Doucette. Are you aware of this cat?
I have seen him, yep.
He can actually move pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
His throwing motion is pretty terrible. The mechanics are pretty awful, but he can make plays. He can throw the ball. He can improvise. He certainly can play flag football for sure. Listen to what he said on TMZ Sports about the U.S., the Olympic flag football team coming in 2028, and his comparison to none other than Patrick Mahomes. Listen to this.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
What?
I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
The last sentence is the most important sentence. When it comes to flag football, the flag part is the most important part. Meanwhile, Kyle Brandt on the NFL Network, he said, hold on, let's pump the brakes. I want you to listen to what he said, because Chad Ochocinco had something entirely different to say. But listen at the very end of what
I think you've Kyle been really Brandt cool about how you've been says. The face of the sport and the best player.
What I was trying to say was, listen very closely to what Kyle Brandt says at the very end of this. You can tell he's winding down, and then listen to how he finishes this. Take a listen.
I think you've been really cool about how you've been the face of this sport and the best player in this sport. If you're going to spend the next 4 years being a lightning rod and a bleep talker and getting Matt Patrick Mahomes to engage with you, it just kind of goes to the dark side. And before now, it's been really pure and really constructive. So I'm going to try to pull back a little bit. But when I hear him say that he's better than Patrick Mahomes in any form of football, in any level, that's the dark side stuff. You don't need to say that. Just keep making plays, and maybe we'll see on the team in 2024 if every single NFL player ever decides they don't want to play.
What did he say at the end after the word if? We'll see you maybe in 2028 if
every single player in the NFL decides to not play.
Every single other player in the NFL ever decides not to play. And then you hear the guys in studio start to laugh at that. Meanwhile, Chad Ochocinco, good old Ochocinco, he might be bringing a little common sense to this. Chad Johnson tweeted out, I bet Darnell Doucette flag football team can beat any current NFL assembled flag football team. Flag is different. With too many ways to manipulate in-game play, NFL players aren't used to. My question for you is, maybe, just maybe, this guy, Darnell Doucette, a better option at flag football quarterback than Patrick Mahomes would be?
I mean, listen, everybody's killing him for what he said. I think his mistake was saying he was better than Patrick Mahomes. That's where he kind of crossed that line. But if you're an athlete, if you play flag football, and
there's
you've been
a way
playing,
to say it.
Exactly. You've been playing this sport for I don't know how many years he's been playing flag football. You know, you want to have that confidence. You are that guy when the moment is the brightest. In this case, the Olympics. You want to be that guy that goes to the Olympics, not someone that hasn't played flag football, possibly professionally, ever in his life.
See, flag football is a different game than football. The rules are different. The game is different. How you play it is different. Right now, this guy is better suited to be the quarterback of Team USA than Patrick Mahomes is. And Chad Ochocinco isn't wrong, because we're not talking about the flag team going to play NFL football. We're talking about the NFL players coming to play flag. How you play it is completely different. How you motion, how you lateral, live ball action is very different. Chad Ochocinco is not wrong, and he's not crazy. The mistake that Darnell Doucette said is, as you said, I'm better than, he said, game IQ. Stop right there. Mm-hmm. Game IQ. Which game are we talking about? If he would have merely said, listen, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player in the NFL right now. He might be the greatest quarterback in the history of NFL football. But this is flag football, and it is very different. And how you play it is different. And the rules are different. And as a result, I'm just more familiar with it. Now, if Patrick Mahomes wants to spend the next 4 years gearing up for it, he might surpass me. But as of today, I have a better grasp, understanding of how to play this game, which is not the same as that game. Football IQ is dangerous, because now he didn't say flag football understanding. He said football IQ. Football IQ means the game as it is.
General.
And that's a dangerous thing to say. It is time now for More or Less, being presented by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, at 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Which would you want, more or less money if you were involved in an accident, if you missed work, if you got injured on the job, got workers' comp issue, if you had a car accident, truck accident, or slip and fall? You'd want more. You'd also want more attention. You'd also want more time with your attorney. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, not only is the consultation absolutely free, they do not get paid unless you get paid, and they will fight to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. So you'll talk about your case with actual attorneys, and they answer the phone 24 hours a day. Go to 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Damian, more or less, we did the AFC and the NFC East, and now we move north. Let's begin in the NFC North. Detroit Lions, according to Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. And by the way, with college football coming up in just a couple hours, it's time to sign up right now. Hardrock.bet, download from the App Store. You can fund it in minutes using your Venmo, using your credit card, your PayPal. Detroit Lions, 10.5 games to be won on a 17-week season. Are you going over or under Detroit Lions 10.5 wins?
I'm going over. This is a hard division.
More than 10.5.
Oh yeah, more than 10.5 wins this next year. They're in a tough division, but I think the Dan Campbell-led men are the top dog in that division.
They're 13-4. They're a 13-win team at minimum. The Green Bay Packers, 9.5 wins, more or less than 9.5.
I'm going to go more. More than 9.5. And this is tough because I wanted...
In division, mind you, so, you know.
There's a lot of pressure on this team. There's a lot of talk about Green Bay
expectations.
Packers. Exactly. There's a lot of talk about them making the playoffs, making it deep into the playoffs.
All right. You're going over?
I'm going to go more.
I am going more as well. I'll go more. They're a 10-win team. They're 10-7, maybe 11-6. But that leaves the other two because they can't all be going over in the North. Minnesota, 7.5, but the under is minus 195. One of those rare times that we see an under with big fat money, minus 195. Over, under, real quick, more or less.
Under.
So you're going less than 7.5.
Going less than 7.5.
They're a 6-11 team?
Yep.
Chicago Bears, 8.5. More, meaning going over, is minus 160. What do you got there?
I'm excited for this team. I got more. I got more in Chicago.
They're a 9-8. They're a 10-7. Where are they? Where are your Chicago Bears?
9-8.
So you're going to have three teams with more wins than the over-under, according to Hard Rock Bet.
That is correct.
In the same division.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bears are a 9-8 team. They get over in week 18. They literally get over. And there is more or less presented by Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. College football. We'll get into that next week. Just remember, Florida State and Georgia Tech coming up at noon today. X Golf. Speaking of coming up, we love X Golf. X Golf is about to change the game forever as we transition. Yeah, that's right. X Golf, new to West Palm Beach. Find them on Instagram at xgolfwpb.com. Excuse me. Find them on Instagram at xgolfwpb is what I meant to say. I apologize. Yeah, this is indoor golf. This is bring your own clubs or rent theirs. This is fully stocked bar, great food, excellent service, and a bunch of TVs. Indoor bays. This is a fun party. Best place to not only play the game because you're not just hitting balls, but actually putting, playing the courses. You can choose from thousands of courses around the world. Coming to 1900 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Grand opening coming soon. Again, on Instagram at xgolfwpb. Find them there. We're back in moments. Saturday tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
It is time for our Twin Peaks fight picks on this Saturday, August the 24th. And to do that, we'll bring in a special guest, ESPN's number one MMA, UFC, and also PFL handicapper, Ian Parker, in just a sec. But a reminder, your official UFC fight headquarters is Twin Peaks. The official, in partnership with, never, ever, ever have to pay for a pay-per-view, never, ever have to pay a cover to watch the fights, whether it is UFC or other MMA or boxing, the big boxing matches. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer. And, of course, you got college football kicking off at noon today. Where are you watching all the action at Twin Peaks? Because of the Twin Peaks girls. Because of the menu. Because of the happy hour weekdays. Because of the 29-degree man-sized beers. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and, of course, off I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm. It is Twin Peaks. And with that, we welcome in ESPN's number one global MMA handicapper of UFC, PFL, and otherwise, the incomparable Ian Parker. Happy Saturday. Happy fight day once again. What's good, Ian Parker? What's good?
Another weekend of fights. That means another weekend of bets. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's make some money. Let's make some money. That's what Hard Rock Bet is for. So that in the weekend, we can make money on our couch in our underwear. That's what I'm talking about, Ian Parker. And by the way, good to see you last Friday night at PFL at the Hard Rock. I don't know if you had a moment, but I had a chance to sing a 911 as a joke with Flavor Flav. Did you get time with Flavor Flav as well or just me?
He came up behind me and made sure that I picked his godson. And I said, of course I did. Flavor Flav.
So he said to you, did you pick my godson? Meaning Ali's, Muhammad Ali's grandson, Biagio Walsh. Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah. We had him by TKO KO in round one, and he did exactly that.
So you should have turned to Flavor Flav and said, do believe the hype. See what I did there? See what I did? Change it up.
Yeah, you know what? I really want to take a picture wearing his clock. I asked him if I can get a duck one.
Yeah.
That's in process, so we'll see what happens.
All right, let's get at this. It is UFC Fight Night, Cannoneer Barrio. How you say it? Barrio. Is that how the Brazilians say it?
Caio Bahio.
Bahio. Barrio. Well, all right. The R's, you know, they carry with the Brazilians. All right, let's look at this card real quick. I want to get your opinion on Shabazzian and GM3. Gerald Mershot, who is almost 2.5-1 dog. I'm seeing him about plus 250, plus 255 on the comeback. Ian Parker, you are the world's best MMA handicapper. What is the play here, if any?
Yeah, no, I actually have a couple of plays for this one. I think the odds are way too wide here. I think Evan Shabazzian, you know, we all want to believe he's this blue-chip prospect, but, you know, he had his first round knockout on his last fight. That hasn't happened since, you know, I think 2021. So it's been a while. And since then, he has struggled. He does not have good takedown defense. He does not have good cardio. So it's almost like if he doesn't get that early knockout, he gets in a dogfight, which he just doesn't do. Flip it to GM3, Gerald Mershot, who lives for that. This is a guy that weathers the storm in round one. Uh-huh. He out-grapples you, he out-cardios you, and he usually gets a late sub. So I'm going to bet on his durability. I'm hoping his IQ is there. Sometimes it drops. He likes to strike. Not the best idea, as we've seen. But I like over 1.5 rounds. I think he can weather that first storm, and then once Shabazzian starts gassing out, it gets turned into a wrestling match. And if you want to get a little crazy, Josh, on a long shot play, at plus, I believe, 1,600, you're going to get GM3 by sub in round three.
Wow. At plus 1,600-ish?
I believe even a little bit higher. It originally was at plus 2,000. It's dropped. A few people, I guess, have been putting money on that, so that makes a little bit of sense.
We'll take a look. I'll check it out on Hard Rock Bet. Ian Parker, ESPN's global UFC and MMA handicapper, his top handicapper, their rather, top handicapper, joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3 and worldwide on the ESPN app. Let's continue on. How about Neil Magny and Michael Moraes? This is a big, fat, giant line in which the Ecuadorian is favored by nearly minus 1,000. Is there a play here, maybe an inside the distance? What says Ian Parker?
Oh, I never play inside the distance when you're going against Neil Magny. I think if the UFC is smart, which I'm sure they are, they will put a lot of money towards Neil Magny to be that litmus test for prospects. It's almost like if you can get past Neil Magny, all right, we'll let you fight top 15. If not, you need to go do your homework. I do think Morales is a good prospect. However, you know, Magny has fought literally the best of the best. He's in every fight. We saw against Mike Ballot in round three after getting destroyed in the first two rounds, came back and got the finish there. So I'm looking at over 2.5 rounds as a play. And I also like Michael Morales to win this by decision. So you're going to get that minus 900 and change all the way down to a minus 120 on that play. And the over 2.5 is not too bad either. I think this is going to go bell to bell.
What if we want Morales with submission, by submission? Because, I mean, is that a possible? No, not going to happen.
No.
That's why you're the expert.
Think so.
That's why we ask
you. He's just not that guy yet. And Neil Magny is a very, very, I think Neil Magny's been subbed maybe one or two times in his entire career.
Yeah, at plus 550 on Magny, that doesn't tell the whole story. We continue on. Twin Peaks Fight Pick, Saturday Tailgate. Ian Parker, watch him alongside Brett Okamoto on ESPN MMA YouTube and their other platforms. And, of course, on social media, best bets with Ian Parker and Brad Okamoto. What about in the Valentin-Ryan Loader fight? We got Valentin minus 170. This in the middleweight division. What says you, Ian Parker?
You know, it's tough betting on sometimes when they come from the Ultimate Fighter and they get to the finale. You know, Loader's a guy who's a good top-heavy grappler. He has finishing ability, but he didn't do it during the season. And then you got a guy in balance. Didn't do it much as much as Valentine. Valentine reminded me a lot of Yuri. I'm going to go under 2.5 rounds here. I'm not willing to spend -170 on Valentine. You know, I think Loader's a smart fighter. I think he knows how to control if he gets on top, which can drain the clock, not in our favor. However, both guys very susceptible to getting finished when that happens. So give me under 2.5. Someone's going to sleep.
I like where you're thinking. You know, I'm an inside the distance kind of a guy. Hope for early finishes. All right, let's get a couple quick more ones here with Ian Parker. Again, watch him on ESPN, MMA, YouTube, and the other platforms. Follow him on social media as well. He is the world's foremost MMA, UFC, PFL handicapper. Angela Overkill Hill, The Thrill. And Tabitha Baby Shark Ricci. This one is intriguing at strawweight because you talked about litmus tests earlier. Angela Hill, the veteran, the proven. This is a little bit of a test for Tabitha Ricci. She's -130, however, the Brazilian. Where do you see here, Ian Parker?
I'm leaning towards Angie Overkill Hill here, and let me tell you why, sir. One, I do think Ricci's good. However, I haven't seen a whole lot of improvement and evolution in her game in which Angela Hill, although on the older side, you know, in MMA, not old in real life, and old in, you know, in professional sports, she keeps improving. She's someone who's always been a game fighter, even when her skills weren't top notch. She's a kickboxer. I think she's the better striker here, more clean. I think she carries more power. But Josh, what really, really impresses me is her takedown defense and her improvement in the jiu-jitsu game. And if Ricci can't get Hill to the floor and keep her there on the feet, Hill wins. And we saw in our last fight, Hill submitted a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So it's not like it's not doable here. There's a reason why the over 2.5 is over -500. So I like Angela Hill at dog money. If you're feeling greedy, Angela Hill by decision.
Wow, I love it. By the way, Angela Hill, let's not forget her grandparents were Betty and Barney Hill, the first American couple to ever report being abducted by aliens. It's important to note that. It's also important to note that Angela Hill has lost more close decisions and been robbed in close decisions than maybe any fighter other than Jared Gordon. The main event of the evening, Jared Cannonier and Kyle Barreiro. It is the main event at middleweight, and we got the Brazilian favorite about -270, 275. Quick read on this. Where's the money? Where should it be? What's the play, Ian Parker?
We're going to go double method of victory to get that -2 change down to a -135. Kyle Barreiro to win by TKO, KO, or decision. Cannonier is on the other end of age 40, coming off a TKO loss to Imavov. Bahio, I believe, is the real deal.
Yeah.
Very smart fighter. Someone who will be fighting for a title in the next 2 years. We're going with the captain of the fight nerds.
By KOTKO, says Ian Parker. Follow him on social media. Ian Parker as well. Watch alongside Brett Okamoto on Best Bets on ESPN, MMA, YouTube, etc. We appreciate the time. You're the best, Ian Parker. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Thank you, sir. Ian Parker on our Twin Peaks Fight Picks, which takes us automatically into our Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks for the weekend, that is. And that's all about the money, isn't it, Damian Perez?
Hey, must be the money.
How about putting together a parlay based on UFC Fight Night, Cannonier Barreiro? How about the Ruiz-Medina fight does not go the distance? Parlayed that with the Shabazzian-Murshat fight does not go the distance. Parlayed with Moraes to win, as Ian said would happen. And then how about let's start it all off with the first fight of the night. You'll know immediately whether you're in or out of the money. Kong Wang by KO-TKO in the first fight of the night. What does this pay, you ask? I'm glad you asked. $100 will return $320.47. You can make that exact play right now on your Hard Rock Bet app. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. Have you heard Florida's only sports book? Hard Rock Bet. Thousands and thousands of things and ways you can play, whether it is straight bet before the games, the matches, the fights begin, or live wagering while the game is in progress. You can bet today's college football 10,000 different ways. Florida State, Georgia Tech. So easy to sign up. So quick and easy to deposit, and the best part, so quick and easy to withdraw to get your money, honey. Use PayPal, your Venmo, credit cards, whatever you want to use, you can. Again, I told you, thousands of props and parlays, live play-by-play across all sports. Download Hard Rock Bet app right now. from the Apple Play Store, the Google Play Store, or online at hardrock.bet. It makes college football games you don't care about so much more interesting. And golf today as well, in live time, in real time. And by best part, how about the first bet guarantee? Because your first bet at Hard Rock Bet is unbustable. If you don't win, you get up to $100 back as a bonus bet to try the next time around. You heard what I said. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back as a bonus bet to try once again. College football season begins today. Download it right now. Hard Rock Bet from the App Store, from Google Play Store, and of course from Hard Rock. Bet. Offered by Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. We're inside the 2-minute warning now as we are winding our way closer to college football in the kickoff. Inside the 2-minute warning, just a quick heads up. Florida State, Georgia Tech. That one's on ESPN at noon today from Dublin, Ireland. FSU minus 10.5. Tomorrow, a couple national games in NFL preseason. Arizona at the Broncos on CBS at 4:30 in the normal window when the season begins. And then at 8 o'clock, NBC, Sunday Night Football, New England Patriots, new look New England Patriots, Jared Mayo, no longer. And, of course, Patriots at the Washington Commanders, who have an exciting quarterback, Jaden Daniels, your Heisman.
Yes, sir, rookie.
He may be the best of the class. Which is a bold statement, I know, based on Caleb Williams.
They just traded away one of his receivers, though, to a rival in division.
Correct.
Questionable move, but we'll see how that works out.
It's a great call. Subscribe to the podcast, Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen. And kids, remember, while every day above ground is a good day, Saturdays remain for the boys. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.